This next song is a moonshining song that I learned from a preacher in Arkansas, and the story is that this preacher, who eventually went into the moonshining business, had a demonstration to keep the moonshiners from making moonshine. And what he did was went up into the hills and he took two glasses with him. You know, he found the moonshiner's shack and so forth, and all their barrels of moonshine. And he took these two glasses and he put them on top of the barrels and filled one up with water and the other up with moonshine. And then he hunted around on the ground carrying with this long night crawler, and pretty soon he pulled it up, great big long worm, dipped it down into the water and pulled it out, and lo and behold, it was still kicking. So then he dipped it down into the moonshine and pulled it out, and lo and behold, it had shriveled up and died. So he looked at all the moonshine and says, "What does this mean to you, boys?" And they said, "Reverend," pretty thoughtful like, "I reckon it means if you got worms, you ought to drink moonshine."
Wake up, darling Corey, what makes you sleep so sound? Oh, the revenue officers are coming, gonna tear your still house down. Well, the last time I seen darling Corey, she was standing by the sea, had a 45 strapped round her bosom, had a banjo on her knee. Well, the last time I seen darling Corey, she was coming through the weeds, had a government officer behind her, gonna catch her for her deeds. Go away, darling Corey, quit hanging around my bed, bad liquor spoil my body, pretty women gone to my head. Dig a hole in the middle, gonna lay darling Corey down.